I wanted to mention a few more things, but one is that, you know, this sacred calendar that we follow, every path, every religion has a sacred calendar. And there's the risk also that those calendar days become something like rote, or we just do, or we're just, you know, having fun, or we're just, you know, weeping, or that's, you know, that's lovely too. But it's very important to contemplate what these holy days mean, because they are archetypes for our life, and they hold a richness of meaning in them. And so we've talked about a little bit about something of, you know, maybe just an atom from an atom of the day of Ashura earlier this evening. But I would like you also for yourselves to contemplate it, what it means, you know, as a universal human event, and then what it means for you and how you relate it, right? Because it's for us. Everything is for us, each one of us. Everything is for us collectively, as a human family and as a creation, and everything is for us also uniquely. The sun rises uniquely for each of us, and we must come to know that, and our faith matures as we come to believe that, because at first we can't even believe that. It's almost too much. You think it's selfish. Well, no, the sun doesn't rise for me. We might have had, you know, teachers or who scolded us thinking, well, this is, you know, is not for you. But it is. It is. Allah makes everything happen for each of us. And so the stars come out for us, for me. You know, you can feel that. And then for all your brothers and sisters and fellow creatures on the planet. And these sacred holidays and these sacrifices made by these beings are for each of us. And so we can relate to them in that way. And it's very interesting. There is almost a special kind of connection between Imam Hussein, radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Isa, alayhi salam, Mansur al-Halaj, rahmatullah alayhi, who, you know, thinking of Hazrat Isa, now, of course, in the Christian tradition, he is said to be the one who was on the cross, whereas in the Quranic teaching, he was not the one. There was a substitute put in his place. So someone was crucified, but someone who looked, was made divinely to look like Hazrat Isa, but was not him. And it said that he was brought to the fourth heaven, and where he waits, his soul is in a state, you know, of waiting to descend again to the earth at a certain time. And by the command of Allah, and by the wish of Allah. So, but it's interesting, and once when Effendi answered a question, he said, well, Hazrat, you know, Isa was too great to be crucified. But we do know that other prophets were crucified. I think Zechariah, other prophets were killed. In fact, most of them. So it's very amazing that Imam Hussein, in a certain sense, also enacted this role of the sacrifice. And after the coming of Hazrat Isa, that in a, almost in a sense he took it on himself. And again, it was not given to his father, I mean his grandfather. It was Hazrat Ali also died as a martyr. It's amazing when we look in the history of saints how many were martyrs outwardly. The path of sainthood is inward martyrdom. It's the embracing of the state of the martyr. And then, as the prophet says, peace be upon him, that, you know, when you die, you will see your Lord. So that's the longing of the friends of God, to die. But they die inwardly. And even the prophet himself was poisoned, it is said. So, you know, it begins there. and yet in America at this time, in the West, we live in such a almost sheltered state that it's hard for us almost to conceive of that.
I think it's a blessing.
You think it's a blessing? I do too, actually.
It's a blessing when it's used in the right way.
That's true.
It's a curse when it's not appreciated.
That's true. You're right. So I think, too, it's a blessing. And I think maybe, you know, may we live at that time, you know, that the Ram is accepted. That the Ram is accepted. The offering is accepted. But our lives are those offerings. So, inshallah, we will not be asked to offer ourselves physically as martyrs, but it can be. It can be that some of us here, who knows, will be. We don't know that. But that doesn't, the model is still there, though, of offering ourselves. In fact, the sheepskins we sit on, that's what they symbolize. They symbolize the self which has been offered to God. All right, so let's offer the zikr tonight. We will not have bendirs. That's the traditional way of zikr during these first 10 days. And we dedicate the zikr to Imam Hussein and to all the martyrs and to all the lover martyrs, the lover witnesses. For this is, the shaheed is the witness also, the one who sees. So when the veil of our self is transformed, we see Allah. There's an amazing book actually called what's it called? Whoso knows themselves knows their Lord. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where it's been attributed to the Sheikh Al-Akbar, and some people say it's by another author, another saint, but it's a direct, poignant, it's like an arrow, that book, because it's saying that basically what we, you know, part of the teaching that Allah is the only one here, when we say la ilaha illallah, that's what we're saying. We're not saying la ilaha illallah, you know, I am here. No, la ilaha illallah, Allah alone is here. But then we complete that, Muhammad Rasulullah. But in a way, we might be led to think that there's Allah and Muhammad, or there's Allah and servant, Lord and servant, that there are two. Well, I recommend the reading of this book, where it's just a beautiful way of peeling away, you know, our acceptance of the duality and saying there is no, in a sense, the dying is not, you know, the passing away of the self, it's simply going from ignorance to knowledge, to knowing. That's the dying. And so there is no passing away, because it says, how can there pass away something that never existed? So there is no separate existence. There's only one existence, Allah's one divine life, the one life alone. And to realize that that's all we are, you know, everything about us is that, is him or is her, however we prefer. So that's a beautiful, let's contemplate that as we merge into this zikr, so that everything that we are is nothing other but Allah, is nothing other than the One. So our breath, our faculties, our bodies, our names, our everything about us is just Him. So that brings perfect peace. And yet within that, there is still flow and manifestation and change and transformation, shift. But it never shifts away from Him or her. Always the One. So that is a great contemplation. That is a great contemplation. So let's contemplate the sacrifice of Imam Hussein in that light. What Sheikh Noor would call the cosmic drama. That there is one playwright, and all the roles are played by that one playwright.